Dozens of volunteers in Acton and Glen Williams made sure that nobody was hungry or alone on Christmas Day. Those who attended today's free dinners in both communities stuffed their bellies, got reacquainted with neighbors and generally enjoyed the warmth of the holiday at the Acton Town Hall Center and St. Alban the Martyr Anglican Church in the Glen. Close to 100 volunteers between the two venues made the feast happen, feeding many more, with meals even being delivered to those who couldn't attend in person. "We have an incredible group of people who volunteer," said Catherine Lynch, one of the organizers of the Acton event. Lynch added that funding and food items was contributed by the community, either by private individuals or by businesses like Luciano and Sarah No Frills and Tim Hortons. The Real Canadian Superstore, Amica, Food for Life and Coast Catering did the same in Glen Williams, whether donating the goods or their time. Street. Alban's father Aaron Orier put out a call for volunteers on social media, ensuring that the kitchen assembly line had enough people. When asked why do an event like this, Orier naturally turned to scripture. "One of the things he, Jesus Christ, did is make people one," Orier said. "He was there for all humanity. Whenever you fed the hungry, you fed me. Whenever you give drink to the thirsty, you gave that to me," Orier said in pointing to Matthew chapter 25. "From a Christian point of view, that is a room full of Jesus and that is who we are supposed to serve.